All right, Kedvach. We're starting a new Simon Shem Mem Vav. It has to do with Shmira Bebailim. This Simon Shem Mem Vav actually is She'ela Bebailim. But from She'ela Bebailim, the Pasuk was talking about She'ela, but we learn now to all the Shemrim have the same Ptur of Bailim. What does it mean? I'll give you a few cases of what it means having Shmir Bebailim. Basically, someone could borrow something, and if the Bailim happens to be working for the borrower as well, at that time the Bailim of the item happens to be working for the borrower, so that's considered Shmir Bebailim. He's working for the borrower as well. And therefore, if something happens to the item, even though normally a shayal is chayy b'intzim, but over here, because it's shmir b'baylim, he's going to be potter. It's a gzeris hakosif that the shaymrim are going to be potter if it's bal avimoy. And who are then, like I said, shaymachinim shaymasach as well. If the b'aylim happens to be working for the shaymachinim shaymasach at that time, he's going to be potter. It's a chiddush, it's a gzeris hakosif. Now this has... He's part even from Shia. We'll learn about it. Now this is... I'll give you a bunch of examples. You don't realize how often this takes place. But if you borrow something, and at the same time you borrow something, you ask the owner to do something for you. Or hold open the door. I want to take the item out of the house. I'm borrowing something heavy. I'm borrowing your stereo. Do me a favor. Hold open the door and... I walk out, and you're opening up the door for me, so you're working for me, then I'm going to already have a p'tur of she'ela b'baylim. And you can have a bunch of different...
Why is holding the door open?
No, once you have the p'tur of she'ela b'baylim, then we're going to learn it's p'tur forever, the entire duration of that she'ela. We're going to see there are many p'tur. I just want to give a few examples to show you how frequent this is. If you go to a seifa, and you want to get mezuzahs, and... Or better yet, you have your mezuzahs. You want to get the mezuzahs checked. So you go bring it to the seifer. So the seifer has a gemach that while he checks your mezuzahs, he gives you other mezuzahs. Or you go to, and now what happened? You took his other mezuzahs and they got lost, or they got burnt, or they got ruined in the rain. So now you might have an issue of shmir b'baylim, because even though you are a shoyel on the mezuzahs that he just lent you, but at the same time he's working for you, he's either working, checking your mezuzahs, or he might be a shame on your mezuzahs. We'll learn all different cases. You have a case, you go where you get your car fixed, and they have a policy that they'll give you a car rental, and you rented the car, actually. Replacement car, you rented the car and something happened to the car, let's say it was even Bipshia, you might be Pata because the owner of the car, is working on your item, so it's blibes like a Schiris Babaylam. Fill in the same idea. You have many, many examples. It's more frequent than we think that you have a tour of Shela Babaylam. And yet, when we go through the Simon, it's a long Simon. When we go through the Simon, we'll see a bunch of exceptions to the rule and better Hagdara. I guess the right place to start, even though we don't dashin in time of the Krah, and we don't pass in like Reb Shimon, but nevertheless, be yisoid to try to understand what's going on, why would the Torah give you a p'tur of she'ela b'baylim? So the Taisis happens to say, the Taisis on the Tzadi Vav, Tzadi Ches, somewhere the Amud Aleph, Taisis says that it's a chiddush, it's a gzeris hakosif. Okay, so we know it's a chiddush, but what would be the time of the pasuk? So there is a machloikis rishonim, what the time of the pasuk is. And we can't pass him from these timeim, but it's enjoyable to know the time, and you'll see as you go through the siman to play it out, that many halakas don't work with one time, and many halakas don't work with the other time. Maybe you can have a third time, or maybe combine the two time in, but the chinuch's pshat is, the chinuch says, minasvara, that the Torah understood that a shomer is only responsible vis-a-vis that he's mechuyev to watch the item. But if the owner himself is there together with the item, so even though, yes, I accepted upon myself shmir and I'm a shoyel and I'm supposed to watch the item, but to be mechayev, if something goes wrong, I'm no better than the Bailim. The Bailim themselves were there. They're supposed to take care of their own item. So memela, I'm not chayev for anything that happens. It means the chiyuve shmira aren't applicable when the Bailim themselves are there to be able to watch the item. That's what the chinuch says. It's a chinuch in mitzvah samach. Now the problem with this chinuch is, which he himself is ma'ira, that we paskin, we paskin. It's a shaila in the Gemara, and that's how the Gemara comes out. We paskin the yukim and the psukim that all you need is the bailin to be with you at the beginning of the shaila, like I just told you. All you need it to be at the beginning, even though today I asked you to hold open the door. So right when the shaila started, you were ima bebailim, you were helping me out, and then 5 months later, something goes wrong with the item. You're nowhere in sight. You're nowhere near the item. You're not doing anything for me. Doesn't make a difference. There's still a p'tur of shmir b'baylim. Even though the svar l'chor doesn't pass anymore, the baylim is not there to protect the item. It's up to you to protect the item. Still, you're going to be potter. So the chinuch says, no, it's not a problem. It's like a loy plug. He says, it's not a problem. Why? He says, "Af la'achas shahocha abaylim mikiven shayu shom b'shah sheila lo rotzis ha'toyra losis hadvarim lishirin." Toyra don't want to make chilukim. V'loima im yishu l'sham abaylim harbe, if the abaylim will be together with you for a long period of time from the beginning of the sheila till the oynis happens, yepata hashoyel v'maat, if he already is only for a short period of time, he already left by the time the oynis came around, yechayiv. The Toyra want to differentiate, and therefore, like a loy plug, the Toyra said, no matter what, you're always going to be pata. That's the chinuch. So, and in the novel pshat, the pshat is that vivait, the bailam are there to protect the item themselves. The shoyl can't have a responsibility, can't be chayiv, or any shoyl can be chayiv more than the bailam themselves. Let the bailam themselves watch it. The ma'aseh, the lashon achinuch is, what's his svar? His svar says it's a loy plug. The linen atayr lishir nawat, that to say that if he's there a long period of time till the oynis happens, then you're going to be potter. But if he's there only a short period of time, then you're going to be chayiv. The Torah didn't want to get into such chilukim. So mandazak, because who's asking him to be from the beginning to the oynis? Stam. The Torah should have been, the Gzeres HaKadosh should have been, if he's there b'shas the oynis, it's amparta, and if you're not there b'shas the oynis, it's chayiv. Nothing to do with a little time, a lot of time. Just which time? He only has to be there for 1 second. If he's there for the pivotal second, the time that it blew up, I'll be potter, and if not, I'll be chayiv. What does a chinuch mean if it's harbi zman or not? And you see, the Gemara even had a havamina. The Gemara had a havamina that maybe the whole Gzeres HaKadosh is there b'shas shvura umesa, that everything is tali if he was there at that time. And the Gemara says, no, everything's tali b'shas sheila. For the chinuch, it seems that he didn't even entertain that side. That for some reason, if you started out with a sheila, without balavima, you started out with a full-fledged sheila, and you have full chiyuvim, the fact that the bailam would be there later on to protect the item, that's not going to be a p'tor. Because if already was chal on you with a chiv, you got to watch it. His whole avamina was that maybe you would have to have been there from the shah sheila all the way through the oynis, or no, you could stop right away from the shah sheila. And here he says, loy plug, loy nitna tayra, the lo chilik between harbe and maat, and therefore the tayra party. It's interesanto chinuch. Another interesting nakuda about this chinuch, I'm going to see many kashes on this pshat. But I'm just going to bring you a shtekla v'raya. The halacha is that he doesn't have to be imoy ba'isa malacha. Means our case was he opened up the door for me, so no, maybe he's there b'shas ma'isa. But let's say he's not even there. I borrowed something from him on Tuesday, and already Monday he was my employee and he's working for me in California. It's not even in the same state. But he gave me permission to go into his house here in Lakewood and borrow the item. And halacha is balavima, he's pata. He's not working for me, per se, in this item. He's not even here. He's working for me on a different venture in Gansin. Still, the halacha is balavima, he's pata. Now, if it would be the chinuch svart, it would have to have been that he needed to work together with me, so zayin only b'shai sheila, but at least together with me in the dava hashol. And that's not the halacha. The halacha, clearly, we're going to see in Makabe Sevalev, that he could be even b'malacha cheres. Another kasha on the chinuch pshat, I mean there are many kashas, but another kasha is that according to Paiskim, some Paiskim, if he's there for the, okay, depending how you want to use the kasha, but if he's there for the chayfetz itself, if the reason why he's there, the reason why he's nishal, is for his own toelis, the reason why the Bailam are helping me out, I'm the shoyl, they're helping me out for his own talis, even if he's, I hired him, but I have him do me a favor, I know I'm Yeshayim, but I need help in watching it, and he's helping me watch his own item, so L'chayra, in that case, like the chinuch, he should be potter, because look, the Bailam are there, you have the same svar as Akra, and according to some Akhenim, which we'll see hopefully tonight, it's not true. If the reason why he's there, it's Maklekes, but if the reason why he's there is to really help his own item out, there wouldn't be a din of balavimai. Balavimai is only if he's hired to me and he's helping the shomer out. But if he's helping himself out, his own chayfas out, there wouldn't be a ptor of balavimai. And kol shekein lekuli yalma, if he's not hired out, which we're going to see in Sivdalef, if he's mamish just helping me out, I didn't ask him to, but he's offered, he volunteered his services and he's helping me out for something which is letzorich himself. He's afraid that while I'm schlepping this thing out the door and I'm trying to juggle the doorknob with the stereo, I might drop the stereo, so he's kind enough to open up the door, but he doesn't care about helping me. He's just doing it because he wants to save his stereo. There's not going to be a p'tur balavima, even though l'chayra he's exactly the same place, same position, same ability to save the item. Nevertheless, you don't have the p'tur balavimai. So the pshat of the chinuch needs a shtickle of a beer or a hagdara. But like I said, it's menam tashin in time of the crowd. But that's the chinuch's pshat. The sipurnu comes in the pashim mishpatan, comes out with a whole different angle, a whole different pshat. And his pshat also doesn't work in every case. But his pshat is that now when I lend you something, I expect you to take care of it. I'm going to mun you for anything goes wrong, you're liable. Or I give you a mafkit, something that you should watch it. I expect you to take care of it. Mashenkein, if this bal of imoy, if at the same time I'm lending it out, I happen to be working for you or helping you out in other areas, even in other areas, you see that I'm your friend and you see that I'm trying to help you out, and you see that I'm trying to be native to you. You see that that's my relationship that I have with you. So even if I give you something to watch, my kavanah isn't that I'm going to hold you mamish to the end, that you're going to be chayiv if something goes wrong. Because you see, it's a whole different thing. I'm not really trying to mun you. I'm not really trying to just lend you the item. I'm really, his lashon is, I'm not lending you the item. I'm giving you matana lezman. You'll give it back to me at the end if it's around. Of course, I expected it back. But if it's not around, it's fine. It's not a problem. If something goes wrong, it's okay. Because you see that I'm good with you. You see that I'm trying to help you out in other areas anyway. So if you see that I'm so mative to you, clearly when I'm giving it to you, I'm lending it to you, I'm not trying to really lend it to you. What I'm trying to do is give you matana. That's the sipurno. And like I said, the halach is by shah shemim as well. So you're going to have to say that when I give you something to watch as a shem echinam, you know, it doesn't pass the surah matana lezman. But it means that I'm not trying to hold you mamish that if something goes wrong. I'm asking you, do me a favor, watch my item. But avada, I understand if something goes wrong, I'm not going to hold you liable because you see, I'm so mative to you in other areas. Okay, either way, like I said, we're not touching the time of the crow. But those are the two svaras. The chinuch svar is because the bailam could have watched it himself. And the sipurna svar is that if I'm mative to you, so I'm not going to hold you mamish to be mechayiv you. All right, let's start the simin, and we'll flesh it out as we go along. Sif Aleph, Hashoyel, v'hoya mashal im hashoyel b'malachdoi. So on borrowed, and the mashal was together with the shoyel in the melechet, the melachdoi, in the melechet hashoyel. B'shoy shemoshech hadav hashoyel, while he was being moshech the dav hashoyel, the mashal was with him. Afilu nignav. Even if it was stolen, not loyim yibay, if it was a noynis gama, but even if it was stolen, which is just karav loynis, and afilu if it was nevad, which is ready karav lepshia, and afilu if it was mamish bepshia, he's like laser after whatever. Afilu nigdam and nevad bepshia, he's taking the extreme. Pata shenema and balavimo lo yishalim. Gzeris hakosef balavimo lo yishalim. If he's there with me, even if I'm a pesheya, I'm going to be pata. Loishne haya imay b'sheila sheishel lesatz me lasas malachtoi. It doesn't make a difference to be relevant how the Bailam were together with me. It doesn't make a difference if he was with me b'sheila. Loishne haya imay b'schiris sheishka atzmei loy. He was my employee. So even though I borrowed the item, and the Bailam are working for me, but the Bailam aren't working for me, so to speak, as a toiva. They're doing me a free work, voluntary work. No, they're my employee. I'm paying them for their work. Doesn't make a difference. Since they're working for me, it's going to still have the p'tur of all of imay. And who adin? Loishne hayu imay ba'isa malacha shel adav ha'shal. It's irrelevant if they were together with me in this malach itself, in the item. Let's say I borrowed a car, and they're helping me park the car. They're helping me teach me how to use the car. Loishne b'malacha ches. It doesn't make a difference if it's an entirely different malacha. Still, you can have the p'tur of balavimai. Also, afilo amale ashkeni mayim v'ishkeyu. Even if the malachi is doing for me is so insignificant, just give me a cup of water, hold open the door, do something, mamish nothing. And at that time, v'ishulay parasa, and he lends him his para, b'oichu mashkeyu, while he's still involved in esek of giving him something to drink, havi she'ele b'baylim, it's considered she'ele b'baylim. And this is a trick you could use when you're borrowing something. You can ask the Bailim, just do me something. We figure something quick. Do me something. Help me out here or whatever it is. And you'll have a p'tur of Sheila B'Bailim. Aval, Zakta Mechab, im Moshach Tchila, if you already did the Maisa Meshicha, that means you were Mechayev at that point. You did a Maisa Meshicha on the Sheila. And you Mechayev in the Sheila. But then afterwards he gave him something to drink. It's too late. The Sheila was a good Sheila. And the Bailam came in afterwards. So this Ptur of Sheila B'Bailam is only at the time of the Sheila. At the time I do the Meshicha, the time I take it, at that point, if he's Imoy B'Malachtoy, he's with the Sheil, with his Malacha, then he's going to be part of the Ptur of Sheila B'Bailam. And like I said, this halacha is not limited to just she'ela alone. It's heard in all the shemim, shemachinim, shemesach, seicha. They all have this p'tur of ba'al levimai. It's a broad p'tur, exeis hakosef.
What happens if you work for somebody, but you're really in a company? So he's your boss, but l'maisa, the company is paying you.
Now who owns?
Who's considered?
Does this boss own the company?
No, the boss doesn't own the company.
No, it's a pasha, it won't be she'ela b'bailam. But if the boss happens to own the company, yes, and then you'll have a problem. Now, the Mechaber makes a chilek. He says the pivotal thing is Meshicha. The Shas Meshicha, when you take the item, when you borrow the item, when you take it into your possession, was it Baal of Imoy, then you'll have the Ptur? Was it not Baal of Imoy, you won't have the Ptur? Everything is totally B'Shas Meshicha. Now, there's a Machlekes Rishenim, Rambam and Rosh, which is really a Machlekes Mechaber and Ramah. At what point is a Shomer Chayev B'Shmira? Is it at the point that they make a Kinyin, at the point they make a Meshicha? That's Rambam and Makabe Shita. The Ramah and the Rosh hold not like that. The Rosh holds even before the Meshicha, the second the Bailam walk away and they no longer could watch the item, they expect you to watch the item. So at that point, it's Chal de Shmira. Even before I even made, let's say I'm in by your house or whatever, in your front yard, and I want to borrow your toy, your bike, and fine, no problem, borrow my bike, and the guy walks inside, and now he just leaves his bike outside. I didn't even touch the bike. I didn't make a Maisa Meshicha yet. Could be at that point already, like the Rosh and Ramah, already Hischel de Shmira, because Nostalka Abaylam, so now they expect you to watch it. So Bishloim with the Mechaber l'shita, so that everything is totally b'shas the Meshicha, because to become a Shomer you need Meshicha. So you can say if he was ima b'malakta b'shas the Meshicha, I have the p'tur b'al of imoy. If it's not ima b'malakta b'shas the Meshicha, I won't have the p'tur b'al of imoy. Good. However, like the Rosh and the Ramah, it should come out that's not totally b'shas the Meshicha. It should be totally when the stalka b'aylim. I've had a Meshicha would also work, but even before Meshicha, if the b'aylim walk away. At that point, already his chil the shmira. And if he was not ima b'malachta yet, even though the next minute he brings out a cup to give me something to drink, even before I did the meshicha, and I'll do a meshicha while he's giving me to drink, I won't have the p'tur b'al of ima. It's too late, because I already was chal the shmira the second the Bailam walked away and expected me to watch it. And that's what the Bach says over here, and the Chok Meshleim on the side says it as well. And the Chok Meshleim says, therefore, it's a shtuk kasha, it's a rachin al harav, the Ramosh, asasim kan, the Ramosh should have jumped on the Mechab and say that you, Lushitasi, is a geshmak. But like me, that I go like the Rosh, it shouldn't be tali in the Shas Meshicha, it should be tali in the Shas when the Shmir is chav, when the Bailam was nostalgic, when the Bailam left and expect you to start watching it. So Chok Meshleim bleibs tzorachin. The Bach says it's not a problem. The Bach says it's lav dafka nokat Meshicha, it's a Lashon HaGemara. But in the Chanami, Yedik is tali, obviously, when the Shas the Shmir starts, and who adin, if it's nostalgic Bailam, like the Ramah, Avad, it would be tali then. Means in La Halacha, like the Ramah, it should be tali, not B'Shas Meshicha, but it should be tali when nostalgic Bailam. Fine. Let your mother Meshicha is also good. It's a Maisikinin. But I hear. So it's Urcha de Milsa Nakat, right? It's a sort of like the Bach. Right, but who adin? It's only Meshicha. It's not true. You need Nostalka Bailim on that Chalik. You can have it even before Meshicha. And the halacha wouldn't be true. It wouldn't be if a Moshach, while he's saying Ishkeni Maim, you wouldn't have the Petur because it's too late, because you read him Nostalka Bailim before. Okay, it's Tukul Mona. There was Nostalka Bailim, and then he was even B'Malach. It's Tukul Mona. Good, fine. There's a Nesivis in Reish Tzadi Aleph, Sifkot Yud Aleph, Mesivis Teichadurar, if he's also, whatever, he handles this type of inyan, he says that if the Shomer already accepted upon himself to watch, and then the Bailam hired themselves out to the Shomer, that means first the Shomer accepted upon himself to watch and the Bailam walked away, and then the Bailam lent himself out to the Shomer, and then the Shomer was Mashach. The Nesiva says over there, seemingly not like the Bachachach Mishleim and Gansen, and he holds that even in the Ramah, you will have the Ptur of Balavima. If at the time of the Mashicha, or even before, and at the time when you're Maschel B'Shmirasai, the Bailim war, Ima B'Malachta, you're going to have the Ptur of Balavima. That's what the Nesiva says, Mashu. It means it's not, you don't really need the Mashicha. But his case is, Shtikum Mon, the case, I don't understand it 100%, is that the Nestauka Bailim B'Shmirasai, they left, so now it falls on me, the Shema, to watch it. But I didn't start watching it yet, but by the time I got to go watch it, already by then, the Bailam were Imam B'Malachte. So since the Bailam were Imam B'Malachte, by the time I started to go watch it, then I'm going to have the Ptur Balavima. Because everything goes at the time of the Ascholas HaShmira. Light the Rambam and Mechabi, you need Mamish Mashiach. Okay, so we don't need Mashiach. You need Ascholas HaShmira. But he knows that Ascholas HaShmira means when I'm proactively, when I go ahead and watch it, that's when Ascholas HaShmira starts. And if by that time I already had Balavima beforehand, I'm going to have the Ptur of Balavima. So Shtikl, not 100%. Like, I don't understand the Metzias 100%. It's because the halacha is, the second the Balaam walk away, whether I had proactive shmira or not, I'm ready chayiv in the shmira. If something goes wrong, I'm going to be held responsible and chayiv. So I don't need to come by say, get off my couch and go watch it. I can stay on my couch and just watch it from my couch and I'll still be. I know the metzias is, yeah, some type of metzias that maybe like I was an oinus, maybe the item is in a different room and I can't even watch it yet. So my scholars at shmira didn't start, but and then in that split few seconds, the Bailav or Ima B'Malachta, and then I went ahead and watched it, then I have the Petura. I'm not sure I understand the Metzias, but at least the Nesiva says, Ke'einze, Benanen Gansen, that Avada, yes, it's totally on the Scholars HaShmira, but he also Scholars HaShmira, when you start going ahead to watch it, then you have to see if Balav Imoy or not. Fine. All right, this is Sif Aleph. So basically, a klal gadol, you have a Petura Balav Imoy, whether it's this malacha, a different malacha, whether the guy is shol to you, a guy is sacher to you, whether it's like a broad Petura of Balav Imoy. Fine. Provided, Ikon Nukud is provided it was there, Bishas Teshayle. If it wasn't Bishas Teshayle, even if it was there later on, it was Balav Imoy, Bishas Shvur or Mesa, I'm going to be chayiv. But if it's there b'shah sheila, then I'll be party, even if he's not there b'shah shura meza. Everything is totally b'shah sheila. Fine. Let's go on. Let's continue. Let's do Siv Beis. Dr. Mechaba, lo shneim bo'u sheilas ha-bailim im sheilas ha-para ke-echod. It's irrelevant. Again, mam is such a broad p'tor. It doesn't make a difference if I did everything b'vasakas. I hired or I borrowed the para together with the bailim b'vasakas. Lo shneh hu ha yishol o sacholoi. He was already previously shol to me, o sachol to me. He's already helping me out. He's painting my house or whatever it is. He's working for me. He's employed by me. If he's already in that employment, and while during the duration of that employment, he then goes ahead and his mashal the para still is going to be pato. It doesn't have to come with azakas. The ikon nekudah is as long as the time the shela starts, he is imay b'malachta even from before, but he's still imay b'malachta. I'm going to have this pator. I feel the lahaya imay b'shash shvuru amesa. Like I said, you don't have to have it later on. Everything's totally b'shash shela. Aval imloya imay b'shash shela. Va'akak shala sabaylam ayiskiram ein zeh shela b'baylam afa b'shash imay b'shash shvuru amesa. Later on, it's not going to help you. Everything is totally b'shah shayla. So again, like we said, like later, chinuch to chinuch b'mex, late his pshat, it's not going to be so geshmak. L'chayit, late him, everything should have really been totally on shash v'ru ameisa. If the svar is that the Bailam could watch it himself, so then l'chayit, everything should be totally b'shah shvuru ameisa, was the Bailam there to watch it. But that's not the halacha. The halacha is everything is totally b'shah shayla. All right. Gimel. Shal abal. If you hire the owner, v'nisratzeli yisholo, and he was masking to be shol to you, afa pishlo hiskol b'mlechas ha'shoya b'shas meshikas ha'para. He just, all he said is, okay, I'm masking to help you out as well, and you already did the maisa meshik and the para before he even helped you out at all. He didn't work for you yet. Elamazmin or make an atzmi leleches. While I schlep the stereo, I tell you, do me a favor, open up the door for me. Held open the door for me. And I pick up the stereo. Now, he didn't open up the door yet for me, but he's starting to walk towards the door. He's being mekhen atzmoy. He's preparing himself. He's being mazman atzmoy lelechas. That's already choshev shampe imam b'malachte. It's already considered that his malach for me started, and I'll have the p'tor of balavimoy. Ava b'amira. But if he just tells me, okay, I'll do work for you, I'll help you out. But he didn't start at all. He didn't move. He didn't do any achonis to it at all. It's not considered that he started yet. And if I did my meshicha, even though a second lady is going to go home to open the door for me, it's already too late. Because everything's tali b'shash the sheila. So I have to make sure that by the time I make this ma'aseh meshicha, he's already started to try to help me. He's already preparing himself to try to help me. That's the Mechaba, which is the Shita, the Torah understands the Rosh. That Amira alone is not enough, but an Amira with a Hachana to start working, that's already enough to be considered working for me. Bala
Vimai. Didn't he say that by a Poyel, Amira is enough to be considered
Amir is not, no, it's not Haskol's Malach. Amir is enough just to have a binding that if he backs out, it'll be Chais Tarumis or whatever it is. But it's not Haskol's Malach. Haskol's Malach, what we need here is that he already started or is preparing himself to start to go help me out, and that will be Bala Vimai. That's the Mechaba, the way the Torah understands the Rosh. The Shach argues, the Shach in Sifkan Aleph says, Lafini is tied to any Mukhuk Barosh. He doesn't understand the Rosh like this. And he fears ice, he has a taisis at the end of the shach. He says, from the taisis of Mukhak, the Bamira af beloyachona is already avishmir babaylem. All he has to do is pledge to do work for me. That's already good enough. All he has to say, yeah, I'll do work for you. Yeah, I'll open up the door for you. Even if he doesn't do anything, that's already considered shmir babaylem. It's already considered balavimai. Not like the Makaba. The Makaba said you have to have achona, and the shach holds, no, you don't even need achona. All right, now what does that mean? So the Nesivis in Sivkan Aleph touches up the Shach. So Akloim at the Kavanosai, the Ksha'im aloi beferish, Shayas aloi malacha miyad, provided he's pledging to do immediate work. Not that, okay, yeah, I'll help you out tomorrow, I'll help you out. No, that's not enough. It has to be miyad. That means I'll help you out opening up the door right now. Havi kachona. That's already considered achona. That is, if I tell you I'm going to do something, immediately, so it's kilo already started, even if I didn't mamish start, but obviously I'm already started. My employment already started, because I got to do the malacha miyad. Bishlam, if I tell you I'm going to help you tomorrow, so malacha didn't do anything today, it's not starting today, it's starting tomorrow, and that's it, it's nothing doing. But if I tell you, I'm going to open up the door for you, of course, that's the malacha's miyad, and then I'd already be considered ima b'malachtei. However, he says the Gabi Shasal of Anambape, Lomolo Bishashela, Shiyeshla Vachiv, Shinescaib Mekoidim, so therefore Amir doesn't work. You have to have Bidin Avidotai, has to be while he's doing the Malacha. But if it's something that he's pledging to do right away, that's already considered Shayla Bebailam. So the Machloik is a very important Machloik. This happens very often. You have to dance Shayla Bebailam. This Machloik plays a role. When did the Bailam's Malacha start? Did it start when he prepared himself to do the malacha, or already started before, and all he had to do is say, yeah, I'm ready to do, I'm coming, I'm going to help you, that's already enough, like the shach. Now the shach, like I said, is only talking about where he says an amir, and he pledged to do something miyad. For something to do tomorrow, avada the shach's moedah, that's not enough. If you look in the smas of Katan Dalid, he has a case, elamazun omeikin v'hainu, the Sma adds even to the Mechabishita, Vano Davka Kishivtichoi Lasis Malachtoi, Vilo Kavaloi Ashoya Lezezman. I didn't tell you when I'm going to do it for you, so Mamela, the deal is I got to do it whenever you want me to do it. You need help? Whenever you need help, just call me and I'm prepared to help you. So that's considered like it started and I'm ready being Mechen. Avam Kavaloi Ashoya Zman, Emes Ayasa Malachtoi. If I tell you, no, we'll come in an hour, whatever it is, Afshu Muchon Loi Mikri Sheila Bebailim, Ken Kosa Atu Bishim Ramav, Nir Degama Rosh Meida Bezeh. Now the Ramav is a different sheet. But the Sma is plugging in this halacha, even in Ladidan, that we go like the Rosh, even in the Rosh's Shita, that the Rosh holds, that it's, you have to have this hachana And that's already enough, but you should know hachana is only enough if the hachana is to do malacha right away or you're on call to do malacha right away. But if it's to do malacha at a later date, hachana is not going to help you because this is not the zman in the malacha. Good, you're making hachanas now, but the malacha really starts tomorrow. So memela is not considered bala vimay. So it's like a shtickle closer now to the shach in that respect, because the shach's amira only works, like the Nesiva says, when it's miyad. If it's for a later date, it's not going to be bala vimay. So too, hachana l'didan is not going to work if it's hachana for a later date. It has to be hachana for something to do miyad. But the only nafkamina is between amira and hachana. That's the machlokes mechaba and the shach. Now the Taz argues with the Ramah, with the Sma. If you look at the Taz, three lines from the bottom, he says, end of the line, he says, V'kasa sma, da'af ha'rosh moida b'chilek rama, v'utumua, d'imkein lama chilek ha'rosh bin hazmano. I don't have the second page, but bein shkayich. Sorry. Yeah, l'amir, d'umma gam amir l'chud sa'agi, v'akush m'teretz ka'agavna l'chud. The Rosh was trying to answer his theory, so he could have said this teretz, that the chilek is if it's miyad or not. Dainu divinu bidu navidatai, shamalei lasum lakum bizman yaduah. V'ibamir amayi sholoi pir sholoi zman. When the Rosh came to his chilek, that amir with achan is enough, but without achan it's not enough. You need bidu navidatai to try to answer his theory. If the Sman was right, that the Rosh also needs that it should be as right now, but not for a later zman. The Rosh should have said that's the chilik between the stira. One is talking about where you're doing zman, where you're doing the malacha right now. So memela works even by amira. Mashenki. In the other cases, for a later date, then amira is not going to be enough. Elamai, the Taz says, is not true that lididan, the machaba, the Rosh, who holds that achana works, hachana is already considered balavima, even if it's achana for a later date. Even if it's achana to do malacha for tomorrow, that's already balavima. So now you really have like a three-way machlokes. You have the machaba, who holds you need achana. And in that is a makloik, is a sma holds, provided if the achana is to do malacha right away, but not for a later date. The Taz holds, even the achana for a later date is bala vimay. And the shach holds that you don't even need achana, all you need is amira, but in the shach's amira, then see if it says that it's to be an amira for now. So let's go back, just giving the case, just to flesh it out a little bit. If I go to a mechanic, I have a body shop, and I bring my car, and he's renting me a car, in the meantime, for the few days, and something goes wrong with the car, and I'm going to say, oh, it's bala vimay, because at the time that I rented your car, you were working, or you pledged to work and fix my car, it's bala vimay. That's not so pashit. Because, yeah, if he pledged, very nice, but yes, he said he's going to fix my car. But when he's planning on fixing it, if he tells me he's not going to get to it till tomorrow, whatever it is, so he's not really holding my fixing it now because he has a long line, he's fixing other cars now, or let's say you need a chana like the machaba, he's not being meichen atzmei in any which way to try to fix my car, so it's not balavima yet. Even though, yes, he's committed to fix my car tomorrow, that's not balavima. Balavima would be that he's holding or going on the way to fix my car right now, that would be considered bala vimay. But otherwise, it's not considered bala vimay. So many of the cases that are ma'isa v'koyayim that appears to be bala vimay were really not rate as bala vimay because the bailim are only starting to do the malacha at a later date. Now, in this car case, we're going to hopefully get to it. There's a different reason why he might be bala vimay. Not because he's a mechanic and fixing my car. It's because since he's an Uman, he's a shomer on my car. He's a shomer, actually a shomer socha on my car. And now it's the shmira that he's watching my car while he's fixing it. He's responsible. He's liable to watch my car. That alone might now make him into bala vimay. Not because of fixing. The fixing taka, he's fixing tomorrow. He's not fixing now. But at the time I rented the car, he already had my car in his possession to watch, so he has shmira, he's mechiv to do shmira on my item, so he's shol to me, or he's sachet to me to watch my item, so that for that he might be considered bala vimay. And we're going to get, hopefully later on, when we get to Sefei, we'll get more into it.
Why isn't it the reverse? It works in the reverse also. I'm renting you a car, I'm giving you a car to indeed, you have to watch my car, so I'm pata, I'm watching your car.
If the mechanic, right. If something happens wrong with the car, he's Peshaya, whatever it is, if something happens wrong to the car, you want to say that the mechanic will be Pata because Bala Vimay, I'm watching his rented car for him. Yeah, that would be good provided that I rented the car at the time he took my car in his possession to fix. But if he took my car into possession, I gave him the keys and it's in his lot, and now he's, okay, now he's taking care of my car. And then a second later I said, you know, I need a car to rent. So the time it was his chil in his shmira of my car, I wasn't imay b'malachta yet, even though it came a second later, it will not have the p'tur of olav imay. I'll have to have been there at the time he takes over my car, which is usually not the case. So, which is, again, tali and sifhei, b'shmer li v'shmalok, these type of variables, what's going to be.
Now, if an employer, the guy's an employer, and he has 10 people working in his office, and he wants to borrow from tomorrow everything from every single employee, because they're all employees.
That's great, yeah.
So at 9 o'clock, when it's time to start work.
Right.
He's patra
on everything. 59, it's not part of the work, so he'll be potter.
He'll be
chayit. Don't have bolav imay. What, an amira? Yeah, but it's an amira to do miyad.
I know, at 9 o'clock, everyone has to be his work tomorrow.
I hear, okay, but the amira that he said was 6 months ago when he hired in his employment. Now he just got, he has to be on the way to work. There is a halacha, which we'll see in Yad Hashem, if you have a Rebbe, Rava, who's Meshubit, or a Rav, who's Meshubit to the Kehila 24/7. So Nechinami, if you borrow anything from the Rav, you're going to be potter. Because the Rav is Meshubit to you 24/7. Mameli is always considered Imay B'malachtei. There are such cases, but in your specific case, I don't know. Yeah, but during employment hours, Enechinami, you'll have a blank tour of Balavima. Enechinami. All right, now let's try to flesh out a lot of Geshmak Zaken. First of all, let's go back. Let's understand this. We have a series of cause of a tour called Balavima.
Can you make a tonight in that case? This employee knows it's a look and says, okay, I'm lending it to you, but I don't want you to have the bowl of emo yet.
Oh, very good. Yeah, there is such a thing. You have a right to make a t'nai that you don't want the p'tor of bowl of emo to be chal. You can be master much because of p'tor, davish, of b'mom, and t'nai kayim. However, it is a machloikis achreinim, it is a kivego in... Where is Rikivega? Maybe Rish Tzadi Aleph. I'm trying to remember where the Rikivega was. But there's a machlekes achreinim if you need to make a kinyan on that. There are some tonight in Lamosh. I could be master shem mechinim lis kishoyal. I could say, you know, you're shem mechinim. I'm not paying you to watch this, but I want you to be chayiv ba'insin. There we paskin that goes bediba ba'alma. That works, bediba ba'alma. However, there are cases, for example, Avodim Kakoyis Ushtaris, for example, with his Exeris Akotsev, that is a Ptur Shmira, then I want to say, you know, I know that Kaka and Avodim and Shtaris, so you don't have a Chiv Shemrim, but Afel Pekin, I want to be Masan, that you are Chayiv Shmira, there it won't work, Bedi Bebaoma. And the Shaila is, why not? So Taisis says in Azov, Daf Nun Chesamer Aleph, Taisa says two reasons to be mechalek. Why some cases you need a kinyan? The other Gemara says that that's a bibekonom yad. He had to make a kinyan to be mechayiv himself. So why over there you need a kinyan? Yet when you see a shem mechinim lias kashoyo works even without a kinyan. So Taisa says two chilukim. One chiluk Taisa says is because a shem mechinim lias kashoyo, dafke kashoyo, that he has ano, that people think that you lent him the item, people think that you're being native to him, and people think that, oh, he must be so choshev, or whatever it is, he has ano, that he's such a good guy, whatever it is, that hano is the kinyan, that's toifis ano, that's the kinyan, even without a maise kinyan. But if it would be shemachinim li is kashoy mesacha, for example, then you would need a kinyan, and that's why avod mishtaris fekakoyis needs a kinyan. That's one pshanatisis. The other pshanatisis is fishlem shemachinim, who's already chayiv b'shvua, so he is a little bit of a shema anyway, because, right, he's a shemachinim, so to upgrade it and to make him into a shoyal, no, that could go even b'di b'balma. But avodim kakoyis ishtoris, so that were nismatu even from shvua, that not even like a shema at all, to say, oh, and I want to now be chayav al tashema. No, you can't create a yesh meyayin. If you have a shema and you want to upgrade a shmira, that you could do. But to create someone who's really halachically not a shema and say, now give him chayav shmira, no, that you need a kinyan. Those are two pratimantaisim. Emel zokri kivega gavaldo kacheshma. Zokri kivega, that if someone wants to be masna, a shmira bailam, that he should be chayiv imu bailam, he says like this. He says, if he's a shoyl anyway, whatever. You don't have that tivus anov of tisis, so there goes that teretz of tisis. Bishol me shemachinim nis kashal. So oh, so you're making me look good, very good. So then I'll be chayiv. But if the and like the other pshat, Zokter Kivega also will not work. Why? You're also going to need a kinyan because Rav Kivega holds that shmir b'bailam is not even chayiv b'shvuah. So if you're not even chayiv b'shvuah, so just like avodim shtoris v'kakoyis, you don't have a chayiv shvuah. So to create a yesh me'ayin, I'm not a shayim b'chalal, or I'm k'mat not a shayim, and now you want to make me a chayiv shayim, that's not going to work. But Rav Kivega says that if they're going to make a, if I'm a shayim v'chinim and I'm masna, I want to be chayiv. I want you to be chayiv v'ayintzin, even though it's balavimai. So I'm really doing two things: I'm giving you a chayiv v'ayintzin like a shayil, and saying you chayiv even if balavimai. So here, Kivega says it's told at least two truths in Mataizes. If the word is you have the hanor that you're a shayil, so here too, you have another. People think you're a shayil. You're being chayiv v'ayintzin, even though you're really not. But if the svara is, hold on one second, if the svara is out shvua, that I can't create a yesh meyayin, since shmir bebailim is me'ika alocha potter, even me shvua, so I can't go from a shem mechinim bebailim into a shoyal shaloi bebailim, because I'm starting out with something that's not chayv and shvua, and to upgrade him and create him a full shmir, which that you can't do. But it's really, that's Rav Kivega's cheshbon, but really there are a lot of achreinim, there are a lot of achreinim on it, whether you shmir tnai by shmir bebailim, whether you're going to need a ma'aseh kinyan or not. So if you want to be sure of yourself, make sure to make a kinyan with your employee, that type of setup, make sure to make a kinyan that is chayiv, even though it's shmir bebailim. Mason Machas Vlach, you could also be Masna.
Oh, when you make the
Shem Machinim
into
the Shem Machinim,
does it become a real
Shem? Yeah, but he's not supposed to use it. There's no Pter Mason Machlach because it's a Shem Machinim. Mason Machlach is because it kills a Shilte. You're not supposed to be using it. Maybe Shem Machlach, maybe a Seicha Lies Kishel, we could talk, whatever, but you could be Masna on that too, maybe. Masna that you should be Chayiv even by Mason Machlach.
You might be the
You might not. No, and a chenam. Well, say kashal taki. You don't need a kinyan because you're going up to sheila and you're chayiv. But if you want to ask fadin meis makas malacha. But anyway, that's the cheshbon of Rav Kivega. I just want to take out Rav Kivega. What really I'm coming to is that you see from Rav Kivega that the p'tur shmir b'bailim is a p'tur even on shvua, not only on tashlumin, it's a p'tur even on shvua. Ki'ilu it's mashma from Rav Kivega. Now it's not clear in Rav Kivega, but it's mashma from Rav Kivega that you put on all shvuas. It seems like Rav Kivega equated the miyat akra of shmir b'bailim to the same miyat akra of avodim shtoris v'kakois that you put on in Gantin. It's like as if you're not even a shayel. You're not even a shayma. You're not a shayma. There's a kazah. You don't have chiyuv shayma. You're not even a shayma. However, it's not really true. I mean, the Achranim point out it's not like that. The Ksois, for example, over here in Sifkon Aleph says, he starts off, Veda, the shlich is yad afilu bal of ima is chay b'chal ha-shayma. He says you should know that even though right, Shlichus Yad is exerts a kosov. If a shomer uses, helps himself to the item, he's now considered a shaleach yad, and he's chayv b'ayintzim him even if he already stopped using it, and later on, a anointness happens, he's going to be chayv. Shaleach yad is chayv b'ayintzim. What would be if someone is a shomer whose ball of imoy, will he have a chi of a shlichus yad? Is he like not a shomer at all? Like avodim shtoris v'kakoyis, if shaleach yad is going to be potter, because as if he's not a shomer, the gzeis of kazach shlichus yad was only said by a shomer. But someone who's not a shomer doesn't have a chi of shlichus yad. Or no, b'etim he really has. He is a shomer. The whole p'tur of balavima is only a p'tur in tashlumim, but it's not going to be a p'tur in other chiyumim of shlichus yad or whatever it is. The gzeis says yichayv, and he touches up a gemara like that. He says umkain a few lines later, who adin b'shoyel. Even by show, you could have a parasha shlichus yad. How? Kegoin sheshalu l'melacha zu, you borrowed it for a specific purpose. I lent you my hammer only to bang in nails, and you decided to use the hammer for something that you didn't have a right to. V'sholach b'yad latzitz melacha cheres, dechayiv afilu bebailim mishum deshoyu lo odif misha shaymin v'adra b'chiyuv tfei misha shaymin, and you're going to be chayiv even if it's bebailim, because the p'tur bailim is only p'tur if you chayiv if something happens to it, but the p'tur is not going to be a p'tur if you're going to have b'shaleich yad. Means the Ksois understood that the gzeris akos of p'tur balavimoy is limited only to these chiyuvim, but any other chiyuvim in a pasha, avada shayma has. Means koshkin avada, you are a shayma.
So he has to make a shvua that he wasn't shaleich yad?
Oh, so do you have... well, let's first, bechlav, you have to make a shvua shlichus yad, by the way, the shvua shlichus yad is only bider gilgal on the other shvuas. But let's say the ikka shvua, let's say, or one of the ikka shvuas is a shvua Or shvusha, like pasha, but you're not going to have to make because shmir b'balim is pata. But well, you have to make the shvua she'enu b'shusay. There's three shvuas that every shemir makes. Enu b'shusay, it's not in his possession. He wasn't a peshe, it was gneva avei, there was nenas. And shlikas yad. Shlikas yad is l'kuliyama only a gogo on the other two shvuas. If the other two shvuas don't pass, shlikas yad is not going to pass. But the other two shvuas, makhlekes makab ramah, which is ikah shvua, good. But let's just say that both, let's just handle both of them. The shvua shalei pasha ba yizikha not going to have to make. That's for sure, because even if you were pasha, but you're going to be pata. But the shvua deraisa, if all there is a shvua deraisa, the shvua deraisa of enu b'shusay, that shvua will you have to make? That's the shayla. That's really what our shayla is. Later kivega, it seems that you will not have to make any shruas, kivega before. But there's a nesivis in Reish Tzadi Aleph, Sivkot and Lamedalid. The nesivis spells out clearly, you should know, the niyat hakra is only on the chiyuvim if you pesheya, nenas, gneva, vaveda. But shruas, avadi yonochal tzashayma, avadi gin b'chayv b'shlichas yad, and avadi gin b'chayv in shrua, namely the shrua of Eina B'shusay. And then once you have that shrua, we'll be megagal of the other shrua of shlichas. The nesivis, sorry? You can have it by shalom, like the Ksaisis case, where you borrowed for one purpose and you use it for a different purpose. So he says, Avada, you're still a shame. It's uch yiv shame. Do you have to watch it? Like Achilu, do you have to watch this item? Avada, you're going to have to watch this item. Avada, you're still a shame. You still have chiyuv shemen. Just when something happens that you have to pay, you're not going to be chayv to pay. The ksais over the Reish Tzadi Aleph Gada is masupik. He clears this as a shayla. Are you mechiyuv in the shvua? And he says he didn't see anyone who asked. But then the Pesukim brought it down. He wants to say maybe it's Tuman Diomrim and the Yerushalmi, whether you're chayv in the shvua or not. And he has a very geshmak diak. He says that by the other Avodim Shtar Sekakoyis, it's Kiyitain, it's in the Pasha of the Hascholas Hashmir. When you give, it has to be Kalim, Behema, not Karka, not Shtaris, not Avodim. But he says, by here, Baal of Imai, where's the Mir of Kra? Baal of Imai, Lo Yishalim, not to pay. So the whole Mir of Kra is only in payment. Baal of Imai, Lo Yishalim, for any Gneva Vaved Oinis. But you want to know, do you have to make a Shru? Avadi, you have to make a Shru. Are you a Shema? Avadi, you a Shema. It's only a Mir in the Tashlumin. So it's a big nafkamin. It means like the nesivis, it's for sure like that. You chayv shlichas yad, like it's also chayv shlichas yad. Like the nesivis, you can even have to make a shvua of einu b'shusay and who are in shlichas yad. Like the ksois, he's masupik. He says it's two man yomim in the yishalmi. But Rikivega seems not like that. Rikivega over there holds seems that he held not like that. Rikivega is. In Reish Tzadi Aleph, the end of Reish Tzadi Aleph, Sivchav Zayin, he's mashma that you pot even from shvuas. So halacha lamaisa, whether a shomer you can get him to make a shvua, is a choyer machloik is ksois, whatever, nesivs rikiveg, and the ksois is mesopek. Now, this is on the shvua of Einu B'shusay midaraisa. I just want to feroise, it's a very important nekuda. Chutz from the shvua Einu B'shusay midaraisa, there's another shvua Einu B'shusay midarabonon. For example, there's a takana, Rav Huna said, that what happens if a person is moida that is pesheya and he's willing to pay? He's a shame. I know I was pesheya. I gotta pay. I'm asking him to pay. Now with Zakra Funa, you still have to make a shvur sheinu b'shusay. It's midrabbanan. Why? With choishish that you have an attachment to the item. You wanted to keep the item for yourself, so you're praving tzidkis. Oh yeah, I got lost and I'm willing to pay. Fine, whatever it is. So you're gonna pay. But in the meantime, your intent is really just to steal the item. You want the item for yourself. So it's really still licked by you. It's by you. So therefore, you make a shvua, you have to make a shvua, she'ena b'shusay, that it's not by you. Now it's not by you. So, okay, good. So you might do t'pashay, avad yechayving, nepay, and everything's fine. But you got to make a shvua midirabonin, she'ena b'shusay. Every shema that's chayiv to pay is going to have to make a shvua, she'ena b'shusay, midirabonin. Shaila is like this. This shrua midirabonan of Einu B'shusay, that you, when, even when you're paying, you got to make, what would be on those dinim, on those shemen that are potter, will you also have to make a shrua she'enu b'shusay? For example, avodim shtores v'kakois, that you're potter midiraisis, nismat mishmira, and now you're coming and something happened to the karka, got lost, will you chach have to make the shrua midirabonan Einu B'shusay? This shvua madoch, every shema who pays have to make a shvua and a b'shusay. This shema who's saying he doesn't want to pay, but he's claiming that he has a p'tur min ha'tayir not to pay because avodim shtores v'kakois in the smatu from the pashas. Do you still have to make this shvua of Einu B'shusay midirabbanan? That is a shaila. It's machlokes ha'poskim. There's a shach and simin samach vav sivkon kuchav vav who brings from the rishonim, right? Whatever he brings from the rishonim, that yes. a shvur shein b'shusik midrabanan is still applicable. It means even though midaraisa there are no shvurs, it's might avon shoyse kakois, but the shvur shein b'shusik that's by every shem who pays will be applicable even by avon shoyse kakois. So if that's the case, l'chayr hudim b'shmir b'vaylim, you're also going to have to make a shvur shein b'shusik, even the rikivega holds the midaraisa you put on shvurs as well, but you're still going to have to make a shvur shein b'shusik midrabanan, because it's like gara from the konas Rav Huna of every shem who pays, you're going to have to make a shvur shein b'shusik. So to here, you're going to have to make a shvur shein b'shusik. Okay, good. So that's pashas, yeah. But good, in a konami, pashas, yeah.
Shein b'shusik are really telling me it's not in my shus, it would be in my neighbor's backyard. If he wants, he's suspect.
Oh, you mean he's doing it, but Dafka just get a. Yeah, but Enemishus means that it's not in your. Right, Shlita means if you have access and you can get it back, it means it's you don't have it, it's lost, you don't got it.
You can still put it in a position where you.
No, then you're still on. I mean, if that guy's watching it for you, if it is, but it's just still. It means that you don't have. It's gone. You have no way to retrieve it. So it's come out that even though, because the Velt thinks that there's a machlekes between Rekiv Egan and the Zivis, it's true there's a machlekes, but it's on a deraisetika level. Practice, on a practical level, even Rekiv Egan would be moida, you still have a shur shen abishusim with the Rabbanan. The only thing is, there happens to be for a different cheshire Rekiv Egan, because there's a Pnei Yeshua in Hazov, over there, the Nazov, who want to argue with the Shach. And he says, down to Tzushta, Geshmak and Pnei Yeshua, he says, Bishleimo, when I'm ashamed and I'm paying, Chazal gave me a shvu in a b'shusi because I'm suspect that I'm going to be meir heta. Look, what do you have to lose? I'm paying you anyway for the item, so you're not getting anything. And loisach moid, people think it's below the main mashmal. Who the Gemara says mashmal inchi. People think that the gzeres hakaz loisach moid is only when I take it bal kochach without paying. But I'm paying for you anyway, and you're not losing anything out of it. No, it's muta. People are meir heta. So meir chazal matal on you a shvu shein a b'shuscha. Today, not to be more ahead to help yourself to the item because you think that you have a right to since you're paying for it. But if it's avod v'shoyes hakakoyes that you're not paying for it and you're potter because of exeris hakosa, there's no shmir, you're potter. There, because I'm not going to give you a shur shein b'shusay. Why should they be choshish that you're going to steal an item? Gzeila, we should be choshish another yid to steal. Lo yisach moed. No, we'll be choshish because people don't think they're doing an avla. But a guy should be more ahead. He's going to keep my item without paying. Are you crazy? This is his mamish outright gneva. There, people are not choshish and mamela. There's no shur. Yeah, and therefore there's no chash, and therefore there's no shur shein b'shusay. So Pnei Yeshua argues with the shach. And Mamela, like the Pnei Yeshua, who are din shmir b'baylim, if you're going to hold like Rekiv Egan that midrais is no shur shein b'shusay, who are din midrabanan, there's not going to be a shur shein b'shusay like this. And Grada, Rekiv Egan himself has the cheshvan of Pnei Yeshua. If you look, Rekiv Egan, Reish Tzadiyal of Siv Dalet, Mamish makes the same cheshvin and then says, oh yeah, v'chein kaz ha'pnei shua. And then he blinds tzorchin ledin. You have to know if it's mesupik and aloch or not. But yeah, if you hold like Pnei Yeshua and Rekiv Egan over there, that there's no shua shein v'shusim with the rabbanan, you hold like Rekiv Egan on the other Rekiv Egan, no shua shein v'shusim with the raisa, yeah, there will be a nafkamina between Rekiv Egan and the Sivis, whether shmir b'baylam is a p'tur on shvu or not. All right. One more geshmak ha'alocha, which the Mechabes says, that the p'tur of Shmira Bebailim is a p'tur in Gneva, Aveda, Kochkin, Einzin, even Pshi, it's a p'tur. But what happens if the Shema will be mazik the item? Are you going to also be pata? Is this a p'tur that if the Shema does anything he wants, it's going to be pata? He's allowed to be mazik because it's Bebailim, no problem. And maybe he's not allowed to chachila, let him see if he's a Shema. But good. But yet, Shlikas Yad is chayiv, right.
Shlikas Yad
shouldn't be. Any different than Shlikas Yad?
Have to be in the
Shlikas Yad now gives you a chiv on sin, so you're like a gazlan. So if you're a gazlan, you're going to be chayiv. But you want to know if I'm mazik, if I'm still your shema, maybe I have a p'tur. I mean, clearly, if I stam mazik, if an employer is mazik an employee's item and he's not a shema item, certainly he's chayiv, right? There's no p'tur balavim for mazik. But the shayla is, if you're already a shema, will you have the p'tur of mazik? So that is already in the kama v'kama poiskim rishonim avu, not like that. For example, there's a Raivin in Hilchos Chiyus, it's in Perek Beis Halacha Gimel, there's a Kefsis Mishnah over there in Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, there's a Chuvis Mashach in Chelek Aleph Samach Dalet Vayin Hey. There are kama v'kama Raiz and Rishonim and Poiskim that have added the Ptur will not be a p'tur for mazik. It's only going to be a p'tur for p'shir gneva ve'dointe. But mazik, if dal me'ocher, I mean, it makes a lot of sense. Dal me'ocher, pretend you're not a shema. Let's say shmir b'balim makes you even oy shema. You're not even a shema. Take it to the extreme. So you're not even a shema. And now you go ahead and mazik ma'ad, and you can be chavaz mazik. So now that you happen to be my shaman, you have a tur balavim, should be pati for mazik, you'll be chavaz the mazik shabai. So this din of balavim is not going to work to pati for mazik. It's only going to work to pati from the chiyuvim of pshia, gneva veda, einsen, that are miyuchad only for shaman. Now comes a very geshmaka word. There's a machlokes Rambam in Ravid. If an Isha, while she's doing malach in your house, she breaks a pot, she breaks something, she breaks a dish, could the husband be mechayev the Isha for breaking his money? Right? Everything belongs to the husband. And now she broke it. Okay, so pigiyos and ra, good, so take it off her of a ksuba, or when she gets divorced, she'll owe the money. Could a husband be mechayev an Isha for all the things that they break in the house? No, other mood loyla. Obviously, she didn't break it b'mezid or b'pshia, but even be'oynis kein aveda l'chol apachas, she's going to be chayev a regular mazik. So let's say that every Isha, and over a period of a marriage, she could be chayev thousands and thousands of dollars. She crashes in the car. Look, you're chayev, you ruined my car, you're going to be chayev. Can a husband be mon his wife for everything that she breaks? The aloch is she can't. The shal is why not. The Rambam in Hilchos Isha says it's a takana. Otherwise it won't be shalom bayis. Every time he's going to mona. Not only that, she'll be more careful. She won't even accept. He's going to say, make me sup with that. I don't want to make you sup. I'm afraid I'm going to break your pot. I'm afraid I'll break your dish. So it's going to be a constant kitrig in the house. How shalom bayis, the Rambam said it was a takana that the husband can't be mechayev his wife. The Ravid says, no, that's not the halacha. That's not the reason. The reason why an Isha is pot if she breaks something is because balavimai. The husband's meshubet to her constantly 24/7, all the shibudim. So it's constantly balavimai. So ma'el, if she breaks anything, she's going to be pot of it's balavimai. I say, Dr. Ravid, geshmaka Ravid. Very good. So the machlek is Ramam and Ravid. Why is an Isha pot? Is it pot because of takana? No, it's a pot of minadim because of balavimai. So, frekta mishlam elech on the ravid. What in the world is the ravid saying that you potas balavimai bishlaima? If she didn't watch and there was a robbery, yeah, good. So you have a p'tur balavimai. But we're talking about she broke something, right? She was making supper and she cracked a dish. Now she cracked the dish. I know that she didn't do it maliciously, but she's chayvat odam hamazik. She broke this dish. She dropped this dish. She's chayvat odam hamazik. So if the other and another ravid's mavur, different ravid's chiris is mavur that avada the p'tur balavimai doesn't work on mazik. I guess that's not just the ravid's. Everyone is mavur like that. The p'tur balavimai doesn't work on mazik. So v'rektil mitchel melech $1 million kasha. How could the ravid say that anisha is potter when she breaks something because of balavimai? Other ravid should be chayv because odam hamazik.
The woman should be a
dinner
of
shoyl,
basically.
She's a shoyl, Lazazain, she's
if
a shoyl.
If it breaks in the normal use, it's either made some machmas malacha, or it's something which is...
No, if she says she was pesheya, she tripped, I don't know, she scrambled the eggs a little too hard with her fork and she cracked the dish. Whatever it is, she was bringing in the plates from the Shabbos table and she piled them up and she got to the kitchen, she saw that by doing so she cracked the glass. She while she was doing something, she was handling the item and she broke the item. She should be chayv al tzadam ha-mazik. As I fract the Mishlam Melech, and for the Mishlam Melech, zeh ha-klal. It's not a chilek. He says, it's chalek what type of mazik she did. If she was an outstam mazik, or even if she did a mazik believing she had the right, she made a bad decision, but what she did was with intent. She thought that it was a good idea to leave your shoes out in the rain while she turned on the sprinklers, whatever. She thought it was good to wash the shoes like that, and she killed the shoes. So then she's going to be chayv because it's odam hamazik. Yeah, mask him. But if the way she broke it was unintentional, she broke it while handling something, then he says that's like a pshia, and that's going to be potah, like all shemir na potah pshia when it's balavimai. So too here, she's going to have the ptura of balavimai. As if that's the Mishal Melk Sagdara. If she did something outright, even if it was betoyis, but she broke the item, she did something intentionally, she's going to be chayiv. But if she did something unintentionally, it was like niskal pesheya, then she's going to be potter. Now, that's a mishum melech skillet. The kasha is mahil chakamah betaganda. He didn't fadin anything. What's the whole story? Why? A shayim is chayiv, even if he's mazik. I bolav him, my teretz is, because down melech a pasha shayim, he's still chayiv for mazik. So to here, who cares if she broke it this way, she broke it that way, she was negligent, she while she was handling it. If she wouldn't have been a shayma, she would be chayv because other mood loyalam. So now that she happens to be a shayma as well, and you have the p'tur balav imay, you're going to still be chayv, that's other mamadzak. What's going on? What are the Mishul Melech want? How does this Agdara work? What's going on? And the Achrenim are bothered. They ask many kashas on the Mishul Melech. You look like it's a new din. What's going on? There shouldn't be a Ptur Balavimoy on Mazak. What's going on? So I want to suggest that there's a Machlokes Rishonim. Taisis holds, Shparis from the different Gemaras, that the din of Adamud Loilam is not Loilam. It doesn't mean the Adamud even for Ainz and Mamish. And he brings Rias. He says, because you find Gemaras that you see that you're going to be Potter. I had your potter by Shemrim. Every Shemrim Chinam is potter for Gneva Veda. Even when he does it, let's say he's a Tabach Shakilkal. And he did it, let's say he's a Shemrim Chinam Bechinam, so he's going to be potter, even if he did something wrong. In fact, Taiz says, I should be Chayiv Kach of Mazik. So Taiz says, you see, no, for Ainzin Kain Gneva, you're going to be potter. Only Ainzin Kain Aveda you Chayiv. It means the dinner of the Mulaylam is Meyuchad, is Mugbal, only to Ainzin Kain Aveda. But Ainzin Kain Gneva, not. You're going to be potter. Because he has these problems. The mice is, that's Shita Zatai, says, come and show him like that.
A few months ago, you spoke about that. You said it was Machlokes Rishonim.
It's Machlokes, it's three-way Machlokes Rishonim. That's what I want to handle now. So one Tais holds the only Chayiv Kein Aveda. The other Rishonim holds the Chayiv even Kein Gneva. But then the Rishonim, like the Ramban, and the Rivor, Rabbeinu Peretz B'Shem, the Rivor, and Dav Chazayinim, and Alfim Bavakamo, who they hold, no, you can't ask from all these Gemaras. All these Gemaras are Chalak, because all these Gemaras, you're supposed to be working with my item. You're a Shemer on the item. Anytime you're being misasik in my item, B'shus, anything that happens from that Hisaskos is not at the Pasha of Mazik. That's not considered a Mazik. Other Mulaylam, yeah, you go over to my item, and you trip, and you break my item, and who asked you to be near my item? Then you be Chayiv, even Mulaylam, Ramban holds, I feel Kasar Shalayo. Even something that never will happen again, happen once in the history of mankind, still the whirlwind of Elio, he's still going to be chayv. All these gemaras are different because he'd be misasik with it. Oh, so like the Ramban and Riva, you see that whenever you be misasik with an item, if you're shoyma, you can't have the pasha of Adam Hamazik. Because if you break it, why are you being misasik in it? That's not the pasha of Adam Hamazik. That's how they get out of all the rise of Taisis. So I want to say that the Ravid held like the Ramban and Riva as well. Mamela. Because man, she's being misasik in it, you don't have the pasha of Adam Hamazik. The only pasha you could have had was the din shmir, the chiyuve shmir, and on that you have the ptura of Baal Avimai. Bishlam, if she takes a hammer and she breaks the item, so she had no right to do that, so vada she's the mechayev, it's Adam Hamazik, and you're not going to have the ptura of Baal Avimai. Vada the ravid holds that every shema who's mamish in Adam Hamazik is going to be chayev. But if the shema is Adam Hamazik is ba'oifin of his askas, he's dealing with the item, he's trying to handle with the item, and that's how he breaks it, there's no pasha of Adam Mamazik. Mamele, you have the dinner shmir babaylim, and you're going to be a potter. Very gishmak. Bokshem, I found that the stipulum bava kamo, Simuchav Dalet, says the same thing, and that's how he touches up this rivet, and there's a dibris motion bava kamo in Simen Peivav, Anef Hey, doesn't say it so clearly, but it's me'inyan, leni voice inyan, the similar word, that only why you're being misasek in it, but it's not avado, a regular Adam Hamazik in Mechayiv, it's only when you're misasek and you're going to be potter, because as Adam Hamazik you're not going to be chayiv, and as Shmir you have the Ptur Baal Avimai.
You're not learning like
Mishnah. Could be the Mishnah Melech meant like that too, forget, that's the chilek. If you do something, and even if you made a toys, but you had no right to do it, so you're going to be chayiv as Adam Hamazik. But if while you're dealing with it, you're handling with it, that's how it broke, so it's a saskus, so you're going to have the Ptur of Adam Hamazik. Only at Shmir, you're going to have the Ptur of Baal Avimai. Could be the Mishnah Melech, I think Mishnah Melech is saying that as well. Now, lahalocha, could a person use this rivet to say that I'm going to be potter as bal of imay when I'm mazik shaloi bekavona? Could you have the rivet? I say kimlika rivet. There's a base may in Evan Ezra in the end of Simen Pei that's mashma. You could say even he didn't like the rivet. He's doicha the rivet, but he says efsha. You're allowed to say kimli like the rivet. Like the Ravid, I'll be part. And it's a true Bishoel Meshev, a couple of chubas, a Shom Meshev, Paskins like the Ravid, that we have Bol of Ima, even if you're Odom Amazik, Bichai Gavna, that would Shalit Bikavana, you're going to be part. However, Lani is Daite, I want to say, Avada, we don't pass them like the Ravid. Because if the whole Ravid is Geboit on the Shitas Ramban and Rivah, but Anan, we Paskin, the Ramba Paskins, and we had already Shinai and Ches, we Paskin like Toysis. Means we Paskin that even a Shema who's being Mesasik in the item could also be held responsible.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.